Jewish families this evening will light candles for the fourth night of Hanukkah. Commentator Bonnie Teller Zwerdloff recently learned that her family is a lot bigger than she'd thought.
The first time I Googled one of my mother's relatives, she marveled for days at what you can find on the internet. On one search, I happened upon a website, Coulter.org. Coulter is my mother's maiden name. Up came a picture of two hands, thumbs and forefingers joined together, the ancient symbol of the Kohens, according to tradition, a tribe of Jews descended from Moses' brother Aaron. "Ma, look at this," I said, forgetting that with her poor eyesight she couldn't read it. "It's a website. I think about your family." We knew very little about my mother's family. We didn't even know which country the old country was. My grandparents spoke Yiddish and German, or was it Polish? All we really knew was that my grandfather was a Kohen. He performed ancient rituals and led certain prayers in temple. I emailed the website. Not long after, we had our genealogical history in detail, going back five generations. I now have pictures of my great-grandfather's grave in Vienna and a much greater understanding of how one Jewish family spread throughout the world, to Buenos Aires, Winnipeg, Tel Aviv, Rotterdam, New York, and beyond. We found out that the Coulters originally came from Wansut, a town in Poland where 40% of the population was Jewish. My family left that small town and ended up in Vienna, on what was then known as Matza Island, the neighborhood where Freud, Schoenberg, and most of Vienna's Jews lived. Our branch left for New York in the early 1900s. Most of the cousins who stayed in Europe died in concentration camps. I learned that Galicia, the Coulter's ancestral home, is known today as the site of Auschwitz. This year, Coulters from around the world united in New York for the U.S. premiere of Portrait of a Stolen Spring. It's a Flemish musical, the result of my distant cousin David Verbeek's own genealogical discoveries. It tells the tragic story of his ancestors, Moses Coulter and Chaya Zimmerman. They tried to emigrate to New York at the turn of the century, but weren't able to leave. They and their family were exterminated, almost to a person, 40 years later. After the performance, David asked all the Coulters in the audience to rise. There were at least 50 of us. Mom looked around and said in her matter-of-fact way, "Well, you never know what you'll find on that internet, do you?"
Commentator Bonnie Teller Zwerdloff is an attorney in Miami.
My dearest love, my loving dear, excuse me, sorry, please. See here. You'll never guess what I've achieved. A story not to be believed. I had my doubts this morning when I walked into the station. The people running everywhere to every destination. A dozen men were standing near shouting, "Tickets over here!" I watched and waited, formed a plan. Your husband is a businessman.